It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be. Today is September 1st, 2020. I'm coming to you live 5:03 p.m. Pacific. I'm down in Palm Springs, California. We have the lovely Olivia up in Seattle producing the show today. We're brought to you via Transformation Talk Radio, and we also live stream at Mike Murphy Unfiltered and YouTube channel. And you can always find the older shows archived there at Mike Murphy Unfiltered on YouTube, or you can go to MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com, and our shows are there in case they get taken down. So lots of great comments from yesterday's show, so I greatly appreciate that. I really appreciate the feedback. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe, share, give us the thumbs up, all that good stuff. We're really excited about the growth, and you know, we put an enormous amount of work and time into this, and we're just trying to wake people up to the truth of what's going on. I think we're in a crisis period right now in this country and in the world as well, but specifically in this country. And my mission, my goal, my purpose, my intention is to wake people up to the truth and quit this divide and conquer, and where we can all come together and find some real solutions for us, our children, and our grandchildren. So super excited about today's show. I put a lot of work and effort into it today. I try to, you know, I wake up in the morning, I really don't know where I'm going to go with this. I start reading the news, and then I look for a theme, and I try to connect the dots in each show to make it interesting for you guys and make it make sense. And so super excited about today's show. Next week, by the way, I'm going to Labor Day is Monday, so Transformation Talk Radio is closed. So I'm going to pre-record on Friday, and I'm going to do a whole special hour on this book called The Creation Frequency. It came out about 2 years ago. I wrote it. It's getting rave reviews, Amazon, Audible.com. Keeps selling like hotcakes without promotion, so we know it's a good book, because it sells via word of mouth. So I'm going to do a whole hour on that. It'll come to you Labor Day, 5 p.m. We'll archive it, and I think that's something that can really help everybody to create a better life for them and their families. And that's my ultimate mission in life. So anyways, before we get going here, I'm going to talk a little bit about mind control and the good and the bad. And I know a lot about mind control because the creation frequency is all about how we're programmed from birth until we wake up. To other people's belief systems until we, and some people never wake up. They live their entire life for other people. And that's why a lot of people become doctors and lawyers because their parents wanted them to. I believe in freedom and freedom of the mind. So once we realize that this is program, this is a story, then we can erase it and we can instill our own program that serves us and our needs and our desires and create the life of our dreams. So we'll be doing a deep dive on that. So to emphasize and to show you how powerful programming is, I'm going to ask Olivia right now to play a little clip from the old Andy Griffith show, if you would, Olivia.
All right. Miss Simpson's got one other thing to show you here. You know what that is?
Looks like something for siphoning cider.
That just won't hurt a bit, and it'll be real good for you. Just roll up your sleeve.
You ain't gonna stick that thing in me.
Mr. Hollister, our records show that you've never had a tetanus shot.
Young lady, you can put that thing away right now. I ain't never been jabbed, and I ain't fixing to be. Goodbye.
I promised my supervisor that I'd get 100% cooperation on those shots. I sure wouldn't look like a fool.
Well,
what happened? Rafe Hollister turned you down, did he? Want me to take you back up there?
What?
Up to Rafe Hollister's to give him his shot.
Barney, if Andy couldn't do anything with him...
And you know why Andy couldn't do anything with him? Because Andy's too soft.
Rafe Hollister! 75 here! Come on out!
What you want, Barney?
She came out here to give you your shot. Now you stop acting like a child and come out here and get it.
What?
You heard me here, right now. All right, I'm going to give you exactly three to get out here. One, two, three.
And I'll give you exactly three to get off of my property.
Now see here, Ray.
One, two.
Shut it!
That's all right. I just wanted to get you to safety.
All right, I'll be back, Ray. You're in trouble, fella. Big trouble. Okay, buddy. You just throw away any chance you had for leniency. You're in trouble. What you are? Big trouble.
Easy now, Ray. If ain't nobody gonna make you take a shot against your will.
Of course not, but... if I could just make you understand how important this is. Not to me, but to yourself and your family. And to your friends. This could save your life one day. Or one of your children. If you don't want to think about yourself, you think about them.
I'm all right before you come around, and I'm doing all right now. I'm telling you for the last time, I ain't taking no shots.
There we are.
That all?
That's all there is to it.
That wasn't so bad.
Well, of course not. Here, rub off the alcohol.
No, no, leave it there. I like the smell.
Oh, Mr. Hollister, I can't tell you how delighted I am. I just hope now I can get all the other stuff in your district.
Well, little lady, you just come on up. I'll have them all ready for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'll just check off your name now. You spell it with two L's, right?
You've done a fine thing there, Ray. Y'all feel proud.
I do.
You're gonna feel a little ashamed, too. Being grown up, making such a to-do over a little thing like a shot. Sometimes it's the big ones that make the worst babies.
Well, I'm glad I caught this.
Caught what?
What's your name, Barney?
What about my name?
Well, it isn't checked off. You haven't had your tetanus shot. Well, you might as well get it over with right now. Roll up your sleeve.
Well, now, wait a minute. How do you know it hasn't been checked off? Maybe there's been some mistake.
Well, there's no mistake.
But maybe they ain't fainted or something.
They
didn't faint. Sure. I think we ought not to rush into a thing like this. You ought to investigate it and make sure.
Sure.
Come on, Mary.
Thank heavens that's over.
That was just alcohol.
So there you have the greatest programming system ever designed called television, which led to movies and radio and all that stuff. And, you know, they've been programming us for this vaccination for a long period of time. They've sold an enormous amount of vaccinations. I got mine as a kid. My kids got there, so on and so forth. Now they're just wreaking havoc. And if you look at television programming, look what they've done with COVID-19 through TV. That's all it is a media event. They took the flu and they turned it into a media event, and they created all kinds of fear, just like they did in Rafe there. And that's how they operate. Look at the world today. We have the pandemic, which is coming out every day. There's more and more of a hoax and a scam. We have BLM, more programming. Antifa, more programming. Defund the police. We got fires all over the California, floods all over the Midwest, an economic bubble that's going to collapse. And to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I do this show. I spend 5-6 hours a day reading all this stuff, and we're at war. And I mean, I'm going to show you here in the rest of this show, but with who? See, that answer depends on your level of programming or on your level of research. And what I love about TV, you know, if you look at Sean Hannity, he appeals to that group. Rachel Maddow appeals to that group. Brian Williams over here, so on and so forth. So they get these talking heads. They pay them an enormous amount of money because they're great at lying and selling propaganda that's not true. So if I'm a Sean Hannity fan, I get a little sound bite, and that becomes my truth and my belief with no research. If I'm a Rachel Maddow fan, that becomes my belief system with no research once again, because I like them, I relate to them, and that's how people work. So then we trust people, you know, and we got to quit trusting people, and we got to wake up, and we got to turn this thing into a critical thinker. Not, you know, we're taught in school to memorize and regurgitate, and then we forget. And the best memorizer and the best regurgitator gets the best grades, because they make us into little slaves from kindergarten on. And what we got to do is move from here to here and realize who we truly are, and then use this to critically figure out what is going on before it's too late. And this Black Lives Matter, man, all lives matter, okay? The police lives matter, your life matters, my life matters, white people's lives matters, Black people's lives matters, Mexican people's lives matter, Hispanic people's lives matter, Asian, it doesn't matter. I mean, come on, we are humanity. We are all connected on an energetic level, on a spiritual level, and the illusion is the physical that we're separated, because we're really not. And I'm going to show that today too. So all lives matter. I'm really getting sick of all this. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is a battle between good and evil in the unseen world. This is a battle for our soul. But in the physical world where we live, and for a very short period of time, a blink of an eye, if you look at all of eternity, it's a battle for our freedom. And that's what's going on today. So I think it's important to realize that there's two battles going on. One in the spiritual world for our soul, and that we can control. And the physical world is a little more dicey, and we got to be a little smarter. But keep in mind, that's only temporary. Eventually, we'll be free of this. And if we keep our soul, we can ascend to a higher level. Or if we don't learn our lesson here, we have to return here. And hopefully, when you return, it won't be a mess. So I want to bring up this article, the New York Times. New York Times, okay? Interesting article. The New York Times does accidental journalism on COVID-19 testing, okay? So this is very interesting. Occasionally, someone who genuinely wants to inform the public actually publishes at the New York Times. For months, the paper has been full-throated participant in the COVID-19 patent porn industry, with stories ranging from a rare reaction in children to reinfection in Hong Kong. All BS. All of a sudden, reporter Pora Matavilli came out with an honest report about COVID-19 testing. While I have been writing about this for a few months, it was shocking to see this level of honesty from the New York Times. The article goes on to explain, in technical detail, the oversensitivity of the most common COVID-19 test, the PCR test. This fact was first noticed in public by Dr. Beda M. Stadler, a Swiss biologist, emeritus professor, and former director of the Institute of Immunology at the University of Bern. He noted the PCR test is not indicative of whether the virus particle found is alive or dead. It can also not assess whether the particle found is capable of replicating and causing an infection. And the truth of the matter is, a virus is not a living organism. A virus can only survive inside a cell. And so this is why there's so much BS in this science that they're always throwing at us. Okay, the bottom line is, that when our cells become toxic, they create their own virus called an exosome. And it's like a cleaner of the body, okay? And that's why when we get toxicity in our cells, it creates what? A fever. What? To burn out the toxicity. And we get lung problems and we dispel stuff through our nose and our throat to clean our system. And this is all by design for the creator, whoever created these bodies. And so we're going to give you a link to this story, but it's interesting to see the New York Times come out and say, hey, the testing is BS, bogus. And yesterday we covered that the CDC just came out and quietly revised their numbers and said that only 6% of the 150,000 deaths in this country that are attributed to COVID-19, only 6% really were attributed to COVID-19. And all the rest had comorbidities, 2.5 on average, and most of them are older people. So this thing is, it's really turned into a hoax. And so hopefully, you know, I just saw Governor Newsom today, he wants to keep the place shut down in spite of what the CDC says. So there isn't a political agenda here. But hopefully this thing, we're going to move on hopefully sooner than later. I think there's a bigger problem in this country, and that's what the rest of the show is going to be about. So I'm going to ask Olivia right now to show this very short video where the police kill someone, and it's pretty graphic. So if you're not, if you can't handle it, close your eyes, turn your sound down. Please, Olivia.
There he is, there he is, there he is.
I think the police are wrong. See, you have to understand, the real problem in this country started after 9/11 with the Department of Homeland Security being created, the Patriot Act, 9/11, and the destruction. That's when the real, this is when they militarized the police. This is when they give them all these weapons, all these vehicles that were military vehicles, and they literally militarized the police. And this was by design too, because I'm telling you, it's coming. I believe that the military police and the military are going to have to come into the cities, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen then. So that was a white guy, ladies and gentlemen, and the police kill blacks and whites every day. It's not right. They're out of control, in my opinion. Doesn't mean they're all like this. It's their training. They are trained to do this, and they are trained to act like this. So that's a problem. So this next one I want to show you, you know, there were two big murders in these protests, and one in Wisconsin in Kenosha. Actually, one of the, for lack of a better word, we'll call him one of the right-wing people, went there to protect a city and ended up killing some protesters. And the other one is a Trumper guy, was shot and murdered in cold blood on the streets in Portland. We have about a 4-minute video, and someone does a good job explaining this. So, Olivia, if you would play that on the Kenosha and Portland murders.
What is up, everyone? I hope you're all doing great. In the past half a week, there have been two shootings which have been getting a lot of attention, and there has been a lot of debate regarding whether or not the shootings were done in self-defense. So today, I'm going to break down the shootings so that we can see what exactly happened by both shootings. We're going to start off with Kyle Rittenhouse. He's a 17-year-old who came from Illinois to Wisconsin as part of a militia. They had gone to Wisconsin because they wanted to make sure that businesses were safe and that people were safe.
Our job is to protect this business, and part of my job is to also help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I need to protect myself, obviously.
Altogether, Kyle had killed two people and injured one person, but it happened in two incidents. So we're going to go ahead now and break down the first incident. Someone shoots at Kyle. A man chases him. Kyle runs around a car and shoots at the person that was chasing him. Had tripped, someone kicked him, another guy hit him with a skateboard, and then another guy tried shooting him with a gun, but Kyle shot the guy with the skateboard and the guy with the gun. Here are some clear screenshots of the people attacking him.
Thank you.
the people attacking Kyle trying to disarm him, or were they trying to kill him? A friend of the injured gun guy named Jacob Marshall had posted on Facebook that the injured gun guy said that he regrets having hesitated to shoot Kyle and wishes that he could have killed him and emptied the entire magazine into him, which means that they were out to kill him and that it was self-defense. The first guy that was killed had also gotten his last wish.
Shoot me, nigga! Shoot me, nigga!
Now let's break down the Portland shooting. You're gonna notice a man with a white shirt crossing the street. He's the shooter. It appears as if the other guy has his back to him. The victim maced the shooter. I want you to listen a couple times to what someone said at the beginning of the shooting. It sounds like the guy is saying, "We have a Trumper right here." So the shooter crossed the street, someone yelled, "We have a Trumper right here." The shooter aimed the gun at the victim maced the shooter, and the shooter shot the victim in the back. That is what I call a murder. The mainstream media is continuously attacking Kyle Rittenhouse and saying that he is a white supremacist Nazi murderer when clearly he was using self-defense. And the mainstream media is silent when an actual murderer goes ahead and kills a Trump supporter.
It's just crazy, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on here. I hope the video's over because I can't see it, but I'm assuming it is. So, who really knows what happened? You know, the investigators and the courts and all this are going to have to straighten it all out. The bottom line is it shouldn't be happening. What happened to our ability to manage our cities and manage our country? And what happened to the youth and the humanity who raised these people? I mean, I just don't understand it. And when the reason is real and personal to me is my business got broken into and looted, probably about $100,000 worth of damage. And I saw it on my own video cameras. I saw it on the body cam of the employee that we had in the dealership, and the looters live streamed the event. And there was hundreds, if not thousands of people breaking all of our windows, breaking into this business. And we're just, in my opinion, we're only in the second inning of a 9-inning game. This is only going to get worse, especially as we get closer to this crazy election that's coming up. So my point of all this, and I'm going to keep going with this, is to show you what's going on, because if we don't take action and we don't start waking up, it's going to be too late, I'm afraid. So I showed this yesterday, but I'm going to show it again. It's a very short clip. I think it's 40-50 seconds in length. And it's an old white man, probably my age, walking down the street, and someone hits him over the head with a brick. Olivia, would you play that for us?
Well, police are also investigating another seemingly unprovoked attack. A person crossing the street in Harlem hit in the back of the head with a bottle repeatedly. Eyewitness News reporter Stefan Kim live at the scene with the video police hope will lead them to a suspect. Stefan.
Well, David, cops do say it was random and unprovoked. The video shows it was a vicious attack. It happened here at the intersection of West 129th Street and Convent Avenue in Harlem. Take a look at this video police just released. Watch the suspect as he's running towards his victim, take a violent swing with a bottle and strikes a man from behind. Cops say the 66-year-old was struck in the back of his head. Investigators say the assailant struck him in the head several times, causing him to collapse, and then the suspect struck him several more times before running off. It happened two Sundays ago, around 1:30 in the afternoon. The victim had swelling and scratches to his head and face and initially refused medical attention, but he eventually did need to go to the hospital. Cops say the suspect was last seen fleeing westbound on West 129th towards Amsterdam Avenue. If you've seen this man, cops are asking you to give them a call.
Wow. And that's not the video I showed yesterday. I just realized that's another guy hitting someone over the head with a bottle. Yesterday it was filming a guy getting hit over the head with a brick. What the hell? What is going on here? And the cops are standing down. And can you blame them? You know, all the grief that they take, I can't blame them. We're going to have to protect ourselves, and that's what's coming. And so in my book, The Creation Frequency, I talk a lot about energy and consciousness. And because Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand energy, vibration, and frequency. And that's what's going on. So what's happening right now is you and me, we might be taking care of our own energy and consciousness and our personal consciousness. But there's a collective consciousness throughout the whole world that affects us, affects our energy, and affects our consciousness. And so we're all being dragged down by this negative energy of all this stuff that's going on in the world and all these crazy things that we've never experienced before and the things that we have to do with our kids. And it's just insane what's going on. And so the reason I bring this up in this next video, you're going to see two women fighting in an airport. And I believe everybody's about to lose it. And when people start losing it, it's going to get ugly. Olivia, would you play that one for me? So, and if you don't think that's happening, just read a controversial post on Facebook and read the comments, read the hate, man, it's unbelievable. People are starting to lose it. We're getting sick and tired of this. And for those that are concerned and awake, we're looking for solutions, but those that are afraid and fearful, they're losing it. And that's what's going to continue to happen. I post this link. I already moved past this, but there's a link where the Chicago gangs are saying shoot on sight. It's a pack. All the Chicago gangs created a pack to execute cops who draw weapons on suspects. Okay, so now the gangs are saying, hey, we're going to come after you, police in Chicago, which is a terrible bloodbath every day there. And so now the gangs are going to start fighting with the police, which is going to bring in the National Guard, going to bring in the military, which has already happened in Wisconsin. It already happened in Seattle. And it's probably going to happen in Portland, regarding the courthouse. That mayor just seems to be headstrong on creating. I mean, they even tried to burn his apartment building down and he still won't call them out. Okay. So yesterday, right before the show ended, I was in the middle of this article, called It's Gonna Blow. And I thought this was such a profound article that I'm going to just quickly go over what I did yesterday and then expand it a little bit. So basically, it's really about how it's going to blow this, what I think they're creating is a race war. And it really has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with economic injustice. And it's a mess. And that's been created by the United States government. So he starts out, oh boy, she's ready to explode. Go high order, smoking ruins, dead bodies, seething hatreds, and a country that can't be put back together. It may not happen, but she looks ready. All cringe before them with reason. They have guns. Larger numbers march in Georgia, armed, ready to rock and roll. BLM says it will go into the suburbs to get Whitey. Who will stop them? Not the government. It fears them. Goes on, gun sales are way up. They are arming. Both sides are arming. Congress does nothing. There's no leadership, no one in charge. In Trump, we have perhaps the weakest president in history, mouthy, preening, ineffectual, much talk and no action. So I will say this about Trump. I'm starting to believe that he's a real guy. I just don't think he has any power. I think he's at the mercy of the powers to be. And he's surrounded by deep state traitors. And I do think, I don't know. I don't know why everybody hates him so much. I mean, he tweets dumb shit. I get it. He talks very arrogantly. it doesn't make sense half the time, but none of those politicians make sense to me. But I do think he is a good person in a bad situation. So keep going on with his article. The media encouraged the rioters, inflames passions either deliberately or through partisanship. At economic decay, and this is what I think the real problem is, and you get more anger and more pressure. That's, I don't think it's racism. I think it's economic injustice, especially to the African-American community. And BML wants to go into the suburbs to get whitey. No one is in charge. No one will tell the rioters no and make it stick. They do what they want. Heck, the kid in Wisconsin, he's in jail, but the guys that were attacking him are walking around free. So everything looks backwards to me. BLM is cocky, aware of its power, made overconfident by easy victory. It and Antifa have never met resistance. If things get really wild, though, they will. We're going to get to that at the end of the show. They will also find that food does not really grow in Safeway, and that a Safeway burned out does not necessarily return to be burned out again. The deadliest question is how to accommodate blacks. So we got to fix that. We really got to fix this African-American community. I've been in Oakland for 24 years. I tried. You know, we had a community center. I've given books away. I've worked with them in cleaning up graffiti. It's really unfortunate. These young kids really don't have good role models. And we'll get to that in a minute, too. At least six cities had serious riots last night with mob throwing bricks at the police. There's no agreement anywhere at any level over anything. Hardcore conservatives insist that the coronavirus is no worse than the common flu. As hospitals report overwhelmed ICUs and epidemiologists cry the alarm, blue states favor lockdown while red states open up. Nothing holds the country together. There is no social glue, no dominant culture. We have no shared history, language. They're tearing this country apart, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to blow. If a miracle doesn't happen, it's going to blow up. Currently, if weirdly, blacks hold a whip hand in this country, but it will not last and won't improve racial relations. It is lighting a fuse, fertilizing hatreds that cannot be expressed. But if they ever are, Katie, bar the door. Going to blow, boys and girls. At least that's the way to bet. So that's the way that guy sees it. And, you know, the media doesn't help. Let's get into the media a little bit. Here's Don Lemon. We'll put a link to this article. Don Lemon, I don't really understand how people say that CNN is biased. My God. I mean, that's comical in itself. In fact, I will say this. Anybody knows this guy? I will donate $10,000 to his favorite charity, or I'll give it to him, if he will come on this show for 45 minutes. I would love to debate this clown to make a statement like that, that he's not biased. He's an actor, okay? And he's a Trump hater, and he hates this country. And I can't say anything good about the guy. And I'm not a Sean Hannity fan either. I'll say the exact same thing about him. I'll donate $10,000. He doesn't have the balls to come on a show like this, but I'll donate $10,000 to his favorite charity if he'll come on for 45 minutes. Now, forget it. Okay. So, and then next article, MSNBC's Joy Reid says Black Lives Matter doesn't riot, blames Trump for encouraging violence fueled by white nationalist mobs. Now listen, okay. In Portland the other night where that poor kid was killed, cold blooded murder. Okay. There were a bunch of Trump supporters and big jacked up pickup trucks. And I'm sure they weren't choir boys, and I'm sure they were armed, and I'm sure they instigated some of this. Okay. They shouldn't be there, but neither should these looters, these rioters that are called by the Joy Reids of the world, protesters, my ass. Okay. I went through this. I saw it firsthand. I can show you. These aren't protesters. These people are vandals. They're looters. They're stealers. Now, there is a group being paid to instigate all this. And if I'm an 18-year-old black kid and I've been screwed over my whole life and they break all the windows in Target, hey, you want to know something? I'm probably going to go in there and take some of that shit myself. So I don't blame the kids, okay? They're caught up in this. It becomes a frenzy. I blame the government. I blame these governors. I blame these mayors. And I blame you and me because we've let it go on too long and we're so divided. You know, these Trump haters and these Trump lovers, listen, both sides are corrupt, okay? Okay, let's go on. So the politicians, the media doesn't help. But the politicians don't help either. Here's Biden. Do I look like a radical socialist with a soft spot for rioters? Well, he gave a speech in a basement again, this time in Pennsylvania. And, you know, there's no one near him. He's got this damn mask on everywhere he goes, because that's gamesmanship. That's pushing an agenda. That's trying to make Trump look bad. It's all bullshit, okay? He's a snowflake that created a whole generation of snowflakes. He'd been in Congress for 40 years, okay? If anybody's responsible for the way this country has gone downhill, you can look right at that man right there. And now his family, who's a bunch of crooks. They're all a bunch of crooks. So the politicians don't help. So I got a little piece on Biden, and it's brought to you by another favorite liberal of theirs, John Stewart. So, Olivia, we show this little John Stewart piece about Joe Biden.
Brings us to our newest segment, Joe Biden, you only have one job. As vice president, your mission is simple. You show up. You shake a couple of hands, you flash the pearlies, you get home in time for the Mindy Project. That's it. But we've already seen that remorse. We've already seen that remorse about lady touching is the one thing Joe Biden will not feel.
Yeah, we both have something in common. We're both married up. And you come in here, you get right in the middle. Hey, sister, you're beautiful.
Hi, Emily. How are you? Hope you have a big fence around the house.
Did you want to get ice cream?
There we go.
Can I go in with Jess alone?
Very good. Dad's going to stand pretty close.
Yes.
Be saying to her.
So I got to tell you, I mean, that's just a small little piece. I've seen videos of this guy touching young girls, touching wives, touching grandma. I mean, very inappropriately. And there's been some live mics where he said things that will blow your mind. I don't know if that stuff still exists on YouTube, but I know I've seen it. I've heard it. And, you know, he's part of the problem in America, not part of the solution, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not saying Trump isn't either. I'm saying, you know, I hope and pray that Trump is a good guy. He appears to be, you know, like I said, on Netflix, there's a show called Dirty Money. They did a special on him. He comes across as a complete jerk, but that's one spin, right? There's a lot of people that have nothing but good things to say about this guy, especially a lot of black people, Hispanic people that have worked with him, people that he's helped. If you look at his family, I mean, it looks a lot better than Biden's family. And once again, you know, this isn't an election, ladies and gentlemen. That's the illusion. It's a selection brought to you by the deep state. And all of these are selections. It's all one big game. Who's buddies, okay? I think we really lost our way with George H.W. Bush. I think he was the big cabal leader, you know, CIA director before that, involved in the Kennedy assassination, a known pedophile, just a criminal, known importer of heroin and cocaine and deals with Noriega and on and on and on. I mean, it's out there. The proof is out there. You know, we can stay in our little bubble and pretend that none of this exists and lose our country, or we can wake up, read, do some research, and come to a conclusion that says, hey, government is the problem here, ladies and gentlemen, and our inaction and our electing the same. How does Nancy Pelosi get elected every year? How does this girl out of L.A., Waters get elected every year? How does Schumer get elected every year? How does McConnell get elected every year? How did McCain get elected every year? Because we don't pay attention. We're distracted with our sports, our addictions, our TV, our movies, or, and this was by design, you know, they ruined the economy. So the wife had to get out of the house and work and wasn't home to raise the children. So, you know, in a regular family, both parents have their nose to the grindstone, working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, commuting 10, at least we used to commute 10, 20 hours a week to raise their family and to pay their taxes and to pay their Social Security and to pay their Medicare. Well, these criminals called politicians can steal the money. How does Nancy Pelosi go there broke and now she's worth $40 million, $100 million, I don't know, Feinstein? Obama is worth $80 million or something. The Clintons are worth $180 million. How does that happen? How do they leave there broken and now they're gazillionaires? I mean, something is wrong here and we turn a blind eye because they got us fighting between one another. Trump haters against Trump likers, Biden supporters against Trump supporters, gays against straights, Christians against Muslims, blacks against whites, Hispanics against, it's all divide and conquer. We are humanity. We are human beings. We have a heart and a soul, and we are connected. But we let these people mind control us, program us, and it's just based on, you know, who, where you were born, who raised you, what religion you got into, what did your father believe, a Democrat or Republican, and we never question anything, and we just go along as fools. And now we're going to pay a price for that if we don't get it together quickly. Here's another article. This is from Biden. Biden says, if Trump is reelected, the violence won't stop. On Monday morning, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden issued a tweet insinuating that if he is elected, the current violence around the country will stop. But if President Trump is elected, it will continue. Hello? The violence is all happening in Democratic-run cities by design, under the leadership of Obama and Clinton and Biden and George Soros and all these other people. It's all BS. Biden tweeted, does anyone believe there will be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? So I don't know if that's a fear tactic to vote for him or what, but, you know, if Trump wins, there's going to be violence. And if Biden wins, there's going to be violence until we wake up and say enough is enough. We need to say that about the COVID-19 hoax, the mask, the violence. And we need to take our country back, our cities back, our communities back. We need to treat each other with respect and dignity, whether we be white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American, it doesn't matter. We need to work together and so on and so forth. And then here's another article from Big League Politics. We have a link below for you. Kamala Harris says again, it ain't stopping. The terror's not stopping unless we win. So I just don't understand it. They're not going to stop. This is a movement. I'm telling you that they're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they are not going to stop. They're not going to stop Election Day in November. This is a movement. I mean, come on. This is a revolution to turn the United States of America, which is a free country, into a Marxist communist country or a fascist corporate state. But like I always say, ladies and gentlemen, and I steal this from George Carlin, it's a big club and you and me ain't in it. And these politicians are playing us for fools while they take our money, they take our freedoms, they got us staying in place, wearing masks, 6 feet apart from one another, paying more taxes, which they're going to raise again. And we keep believing them and lying. We need to turn off our TVs, cancel our cable bills, raise our families and say, no, enough is enough. So I know that's easier said than done, but we need to come up with some sort of solution. So the media doesn't help, and the media is not on anybody's side. They're all pushing an agenda, and you know they give you 12 minutes of fear, and then they try to sell you some bullshit you don't need for 2 minutes, and then back on with the fear. It's a great programming device, and they're all pushing a propaganda and an agenda, and it doesn't serve humanity, and it doesn't serve us. It creates fear and division, which is the worst thing that we need right now. So let's talk about the athletes and the movie stars and all those people. They're not helping. They're just showboating. They're part of the system. They're part of the programming system. I got to tell you, I am so sorry, sick and tired of this NBA. Don't play. You know, you guys are phonies. You make all this money, and I don't see you in the inner city rebuilding these cities, teaching these kids being a father figure, being a good role model. No, you're full of it. Okay. And I hope you never play another game, and I hope you all go out of business. It's just total BS. And then we have Coach Saban, who's the coach of Alabama. Nick Saban leads dozens of Alabama athletes in Black Lives Matter March. So, hey, Coach Saban, I'll give 10,000 your favorite charity too, you big phony. Okay. Why don't you protest this COVID-19 hoax? Why don't you protest this plandemic that is a scamdemic? Why don't you protest what the United States government has done to these kids in the African American community, arresting their fathers or for having a lousy joint or a bag of pot and putting them in jail for 10 to 20 years where the white guy goes free? Okay. Why don't we protest that? You know, listen, I don't condone these police killing these people. Okay. But they got a tough job to do. And, you know, LeBron James, why don't you just quit being a basketballer and go be a police officer? You want to make a difference in this world with all your lip service, your showboating. You know, let's protest something that's real, like how they took all our freedoms with the Patriot Act. Why don't we protest what really happened on 9/11 and get to the truth of that? Why don't we protest these vaccinations that are turning these beautiful little babies into zombies? Why don't we protest how we keep paying more and more taxes, they keep spending more and more money, and we keep going more and more in debt for our kids and our grandkids? Why don't we protest all the illegal activity on Wall Street and all the theft and how they just, they're criminals, okay? When Obama was president and Holder was attorney general, okay, he said the banks were too big to prosecute, okay? So you tell me I'm too big to prosecute, I'm going to keep stealing, cheating, and lying, because all I get is a little fine. I make $10 billion on this deal, and I get a $1 billion fine, cost of doing business. I still walk with $9 billion. Why don't we get real about these protests instead of buying into all this hype, agenda, bullshit that is being brought to you by George Soros and people that want to overthrow this country and want to take away our guns, take away our freedom, take our money, and leave our kids with nothing. Why don't we protest that, Coach Saban? And here we have another favorite coach of mine. I hope these guys never play too. Seattle Seahawks canceled practice. Pete Carroll demands whites finally listen to black people. I got to tell you, I'm white. I have black employees, and I listen to them just like I listen to my white employees. I don't see the color of their skin, and most white people don't. And most black people don't see the color of our skin. Listen, like I said, I've been in Oakland for 24 years, okay? This is not real. The problem is economic injustice, and that's what we got to fix. Why don't you fix that, LeBron James? What are you worth? $500 million? I don't even know. Million, $100 million? Why don't you go into the inner city? Where do you play now? Los Angeles. Go down there. It's a mess. Go work with those kids like Magic Johnson does. Put your money, invest in black businesses there. You guys are hypocrites and you're prima donnas. And we won't even get into you Hollywood people, you know, that's coming out that most of you are pedophiles and do all kinds of sick stuff with kids. We're losing this country, ladies and gentlemen. We just sit there and this posting on Facebook's not going to cut it. We're going to have to find another way to come together as black and white and Hispanic and Asian and Native Indian and rich and poor and middle class. But man, the problems in this country, and we, you know, there's bigger problems, by the way. 25% of people in this country are addicted to some sort of drug, okay? 25% are on some sort of antidepressant medicine. So these are minor little problems we have, but the media is, I'm telling you, I study this stuff all day long. We're headed in one direction. And, you know, we can't count on the police either. They're laying down. I hope and pray that, you know, that Trump is the real deal and there are real patriots, but I'm losing faith in that. So we gotta hope and pray for the best, but we have to plan for the worst. And that means we got to make sure that we got water, we got food, we got shelter, We got everything that goes along with that. We got generators. We're able to keep our cell phones charged using solar. We have to have some gold and silver in case we need to barter. You know, we haven't even talked about the economic collapse, the economic bubble. I think the U.S. debt clock now is over $27 trillion. Social Security is way underfunded. Medicare is way underfunded. They just did a Michigan State professor, and I think it was Catherine Austin Fish, just did a semi-audit of the U.S. government. They say there's $30 more trillion missing. We know that on September 10th, 2001, Rumsfeld came out and said we're missing $2 trillion. Now it's up to $20, $30 trillion. When this bubble bursts, and it's bursting, believe me, this lockdown, these small businesses that we've lost, all these pilots have been laid off, all these malls that will never open, all these restaurants will never open. When this bubble bursts, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be ugly. And then they're creating all these fires. They're burning out the California and the Southwest, and they're creating all these floods. And food is going through the roof. I just drove from Palm Springs in Northern California, stopped at McDonald's for $2.40, stopped at Popeye's the next day for $2.40. Inflation is going to skyrocket. Quit looking at the stock market. That's the biggest scam. I mean, you can get in it, and you probably make a lot of money. I don't know how high it's going to go. I'm not saying don't be in it, but I'm saying be careful, because that bubble's going to burst, the real estate bubble, it's all going to burst. And when it does, it's going to be very ugly. So in closing here, I want to play this video. This is from a black man, kind of warning Antifa and really BLM what's coming. So, Olivia, if you play that video for me.
I remember telling you people, when white people get fed up, they're going to fight back. And when they fight back, it won't be pretty. Y'all want to call them racist and want to call them every name on the God's green earth. That kid in Kenosha is just the start. They're going to get fed up. And when they get fed up, they outnumber you. Do not forget that it was people like this that stood up to the British. They had an army. These were just villagers who were fed up. You can only push the American people around so much, BLM. I would not like to be you in a couple of months if you keep this crap up. Ooh, it's gonna be bad. You think a blown bicep with a bullet is bad? You think one person shot in the stomach is bad? You think losing your cap? It's bad. Wait until every last one of you gets put down. I'm just going to sit on the sidelines with my popcorn and watch. I might join in, but I will definitely be watching. I might even put on Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, because this is going to be good. We tried to warn you. Do not push the American around. True patriots will stand up. And when they stand up, you go down. The British learned the hard way, and I guess y'all stubborn morons need to learn the same way. You step on the wrong porch with this, raise your fist for BLM. Well, he gonna raise something. He will be raising something to you. Yes, sounds like pew pew. And you'll be getting more than a few few.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's not from me. That's from someone else. And if I seem a little more intense today and a little more wound up, it's because I've had it with all this. And please, if you're concerned about the future of America, if you're concerned about your future, your personal safety, the safety of your family, the safety of your loved ones, the safety of your friends, please share this video. Like and subscribe so that we can gain some traction, hopefully wake people up. And eventually, I really, you know, I'm going to do a deep dive on this book on Monday. I hope you tune in, because this, we can all get together. There's solutions here. There's a spiritual solution to every problem. And that's what we need right now. But listen, we can't count on the media. We can't count on celebrities and athletes. We can't count on the police. We can't wait for Jesus to come back. We got to grow up. Take responsibility and figure this out before it's too late. So that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow, 5:03 p.m. Pacific. And until then, go out there, love your family, love yourself, wake up, and try to wake up others. Until then, God bless.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.